email column at rte.ie.
The Colm Hayes Show on 2FM.
Okay, down to the RDS, and our Amanda is down there at the moment. Amanda, how are you?
Morning, Colm. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Describe what's going on down there.
Well, it's very exciting down here. I've actually crept into the office. You can just might have caught a cheer there as the door opened. Crept into the office so I can actually hear you and you can hear me. I'm down here at the RDS because today is the day of the Student Leader Congress organised by the Cycle Against Suicide.
Yeah.
Now, people who were tuned into us last year when we did the Cycle Against Suicide might remember when you and me one day we had some recordings in studio of a day on a Saturday when we brought in about 30, 40 students from around the country and we did a little panel discussion with them and we had a few speakers. Well, imagine that multiplied by thousands because that's what's happening here today. We've got about 120, 130 schools involved. We've got about 3 or 4,000 students here today, filling up the main hall in the RDS. And you should see the place, Colm. It looks amazing. It's so professional looking. There's a big stage. We've got actual video covering the whole event, so students at the back can see what's going on. We've already had the Dublin Gospel Choir performing. They've got everyone up dancing and screaming and dancing and singing and all sorts, as you can imagine. And just in the last half an hour or so, we heard from Donald Walsh's dad, Ben Barr, who was here with a number of Donald's friends, and they were up on stage, and he gave a wonderful little talk. As usual, Ben Barr doesn't have to say very much to really reach out and strike people in their hearts and minds, but he certainly did that here again today, telling the students about a letter he found, which was a suicide note, and he thought at the time that he wouldn't be surprised if Donald was considering that, considering what he was going through, and when he opened it and he realised what it actually was, and of course it was Donald's thoughts on suicide and young people, he couldn't believe it. And he told everyone to turn to the left and right and tell their friend beside them that they care. And it was just a wonderful moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of thing that's going on here today. At the moment, our old friend Nidge from Reach Out is up on stage talking to the students about mental health and the services that are out there for them. And we've got loads more coming up during the day. We've got the Heathers are playing later on. We've got two big panel discussions, a sports panel and a creative panel, and the likes of Brezzy and Brent Pope and all our old friends from Cycle Against Suicide that are going to be here. So the students are very excited about that.
I know you've got Evelyn there, because I'm going to go to Evelyn because I need you to move a little bit because the signal has gone bad, so we'll try and get you back in a second now, and hopefully Evelyn's line's a bit better. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Colm, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Oh, my God, Colm, I just can't believe the day has finally arrived and we're all here. We've got 3,500 students here at least. We don't have the final count because they're still arriving on buses.
Wow.
There were students that got up at 5 o'clock this morning in West Cork and Kerry and North Donegal and Derry and all over Northern Ireland. And there were 3,500 at the last count, but I can tell you they're still arriving in coach loads.
I know that you've been behind in organising this for the last year. Is this what you dreamed of?
Well, not exactly. I didn't imagine that it would be on this scale, but really the schools voted with their feet. We put out a call to schools. You remember last year we had 40 students in the studios and RTE.
Yeah.
And I said to Jim afterwards, Jim, you know what, I think we could reach a lot more students if we did this on a larger scale. So we put the call out to schools. We worked through the Institute of Guidance Counsellors. And very, very soon we were inundated with schools who wanted to get involved. And they rang us up and they said, listen, we really agree with what you're doing. We want to showcase our work. Lots of schools are doing amazing initiatives in their own schools and they wanted an opportunity to showcase those, and this was the opportunity for them.
So what do you want to achieve by the end of today?
Well, it's very simple, Colm. You know our message. We want the students going away to know that it's okay not to feel okay and it's absolutely okay to ask for help. We also want them to know where that help is available. So we have an exhibition, a full exhibition of services here today, and the students are going to have an absolutely brilliant opportunity at the lunch break to interact with those services and to find out where that help is, that critical help that they can access if they're feeling down or if they have the need.
And like so many of the times that we were on the cycle, we were talking down at the schools and also in studio here last year. Are the students getting an opportunity today as well to speak about how they feel and how they feel these issues should be dealt with?
Absolutely. And all along the way, when we were developing this Congress, we had a student leaders advisory group, and they fed into the entire planning of the day. So right. for the last 2 months, they've been engaging on a daily basis. And also throughout the day, this is very much a student-led Congress.
Yeah.
So throughout the day today, the students are on the stage, they're talking about the issues, and they're showcasing the projects that they have been developing in their own schools.
Very
we
good.
Also have a team of counsellors and psychotherapists here. So any student who might want to talk, we have the services right here for them today.
Okay, it's I mean, for the first year and the first day, it's a one-day Congress. I know it seems to be working pretty well, and you got Brezzy down there. And
yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. I couldn't describe to you the atmosphere.
Brilliant.
I hope you can pop down later. I mean, from 10 o'clock, just from the kickoff, the atmosphere was just electric. So I hope you can make it down later, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. Let me just check with Amanda. How are you, Amanda? Are you back there?
Okay, can you hear me all right now?
I can hear you a little bit better now. So you're going to spend the next hour or so, you're going to spend the day down there, but we're going to talk to you in an hour, and are you going to get us a couple of student leaders that we can chat to?
Yes, I'm going to get the committee that Evelyn just mentioned to you there. We're going to get a couple of those guys to have a chat to you and explain to you how they set up the whole day and what they think of it all so far and everything else. And just to let people know at home, if they would like to watch what's going on, we're actually streaming it live. If you go to the Cycle Against Suicide page on Facebook, there is a link there you can click on to, and you can actually watch what's happening. So if you're sitting at home, or maybe you're in school and you want to set it up, you can actually see and hear what's going on.
Okay, and we have that link here as well, so I think we can put it up on our Facebook page as well, and get people, because I'd be interested in having a look at that as well. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Evelyn. Thanks, Amanda.
Bye, Colin.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care of yourselves. It's such a great idea. That's the Student Leaders Congress. Starts at 10 this morning, goes on till 3. The Heathers are going to be playing down there. Dublin Gospel Choir have been playing down there already. A lot of our friends. Brent Pope is there. Conor Cusick, Alan Quinlan. Rob Carley is going to be giving some speech as well. He's so strong. Paul Walsh is down there. Brezzy, of course, is there as well. And Ellie from Heathers will be speaking. Sounds like a great idea, and loads of stuff coming from the students as well, and all the projects that those guys are getting involved in. So we'll have a chat with a couple of the student leaders in the next hour. Right, if you want to get to us, it's 1850 715 922, or text us at 51552. Okay, the Students Leader Congress, the Student Leaders Congress is taking place down in the RDS as we speak here in Dublin City. There are a number of thousands of students down there from many schools, and it's a really, really busy programme for the day. It's all to do with the Cycle Against Suicide. It's to raise awareness about mental health issues, and it really is all about it's okay not to feel okay, and it's okay to look for a little bit of help. Let's go back down. Amanda, how are you?
Hi, Colin, how are you?
I was looking at it on the television. It's very impressive.
Yes, I'm glad you actually had the chance to have a look. As we said earlier on, it's up there. There is a link on Facebook where people can actually tune in and see what's happening. And isn't it amazing here? Like, it's so cool.
I'm looking at our friend Rob. Rob Carley's on stage now at the moment.
He is on stage at the moment.
He's so good. He's so good. It really is impressive, I have to say.
I hope he doesn't make 4,000 people cry like he did with the 40 of his last year.
And he's out of breath. I didn't see the start of it. He's slightly out of breath. Did he start with his river dance? Was that what it was?
Yeah, he was doing a bit of dancing. And there was a bit of cheering going on when we were waiting to chat to you. Yes, that's what he's been up to. He's out of breath now.
He's a great guy. He's really, really funny guy, and he does hit the points. He really does, and
he
makes the point.
Does, and like, the thing about putting him on now is it's almost lunchtime. So you can imagine 4,000 students are getting a bit hungry, but you couldn't have a better person to keep their attention right up until lunchtime than Rob.
Absolutely. Who have you brought me?
Well, I brought you two excellent leaders here, two student leaders, part of the SLAG that was mentioned to you earlier, the committee, the student leader committee there. And Eamon and Roisin are with me now. So Eamon Sweeney is from the Jesus and Mary Secondary School in Enniscrone and Sligo. So you can chat to him first.
Yeah.
And Roisin Fox is out there from Regina Mundi in Douglas and County Cork.
So. Okay, let me go to Eamon. Hi, Eamon.
Hi, Colin.
Eamon, you're from Sligo. As a matter of fact,
Enniscrone and County Sligo.
When did you begin to get involved in the Student Leaders Congress?
I got involved when I got an email from our very talented schools coordinator, Evelyn McLaughlin, and she asked me to take part in it. And I was involved in Cycle Against Suicide last year as a cyclist, and it was just moved by the movement. and I thought it was great, and I want to do anything I could to help, really.
Right. So what do you sense that you will get? It's halfway through the day. There's been some great speakers, and Rob is up there now doing his bit. What are you getting so far from it?
I mean, we're getting such a great message. It's from the speakers themselves. You know, they're so powerful, and they're talking like directly to students. It's not kind of talking down to us. They're talking with us and at us.
And are you guys getting an opportunity to talk as well?
Yeah, we've been introducing some of the guests on stage, me and Roisin and other members of the SLAG.
Okay. Let me just go to Roisin now. Roisin, how are you?
Hi, Colm. I'm good. How are you?
Roisin is from Regina Mundy in Douglas in Cork. Again, when did you start getting involved, Roisin?
I got involved last year. I was a cyclist and I helped to organise the Cork event in the City Hall, so that's how I got involved.
And have you brought me? Are you up on your own from the school, or is there many other people from the school?
I'm up here with myself and my friend Emer. We're both from Regina Mundy in Douglas.
Yeah. And what do you hope to get from the day?
I think it's just the whole message of the day. It's absolutely fantastic. Like last year, there was 40 students gathered for this event, and today we have 4,500 students, which is incredible. I think the message that everyone is receiving is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And everyone is kind of knowing that it's okay not to be okay, and it's more than okay to ask for help, which is great.
Absolutely. And are the students getting involved? Is there little group sessions? Are people talking?
Yeah, there's plenty of group sessions going on. There's interviews going on with the different schools at the different mental health projects. And we also have orange face paint for the boys, and we have orange nail varnish for the girls. So everyone's getting involved in their own little ways, so it's great.
And will you be bringing some of the messages back to your school? I mean, do you have is there a mental health program in your school?
Well, what we're doing is, myself and Emer, we're student leaders with Cycle Against Suicide. So when the cyclists come into Cork, we're planning on getting involved in the event with their school.
Brilliant.
So when the cyclists arrive in Cork, that our school will be there along with us and other teenagers in Cork. So it'll be great.
Okay, and there's still lots to come. I know Rob is on stage at the moment, and you've got a panel discussion on Cycle Against Suicide Creative Ambassadors later on. Do you get a sense that this is really working and this is going to get bigger?
Absolutely. I didn't know what to expect coming here today, but the buzz is amazing. Everyone is so excited and everyone is so involved in hearing this amazing message. And we have great celebrities here like Freddie, and everyone is just so excited for the day. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Okay, listen, Eamon and Roisin, and thanks, Amanda, as well. And well done. Enjoy the rest of your day. It really is good. That's the Student Leaders Congress program in association with Cycle Against Suicide. It's streaming on television. It's really good. Here's a little bit of Rob.
And Jean would say to me, because that was this woman's name, she would say, "You are lovely, you are lovable, and you are loved."
An amazing, I've been in a room when Rob has spoken and told his story. It is an absolutely amazing journey that he's gone through. It was really tough, quite sad, but also really inspiring as well. And I can see it there just with because I'm watching this on television. The actual link is up on our Facebook page, so you can stream it as well throughout the day. But yes, I can see there must be at least 3,000 people as students in the RDS. Fascinating, amazing stuff.